This week on Indian Times, the Red Earth Festival will be celebrating its 28th anniversary next June. It's become one of those heralds of summer in Oklahoma. Next year, it's moving to Remington Park, where the wide open spaces, and I mean parking spaces, will be a better fit for all attending. And we'll hear about the Code Talkers from World War I and II from Oklahoma tribes that are finally getting their due. Eric Aish has been with the Red Earth Festival since the beginning. He's the deputy director for Red Earth Incorporated. He sees this move as a way to make it easier for all concerned.
Well, we are so excited about the 28th annual Red Earth Festival. For 2014, we're going to relocate our event to Remington Park. It's a beautiful facility. Since it's been purchased by the Chickasaw Nation, they put tens of millions of dollars into renovating the facility, so it'll be a beautiful space for us.
And I guess the parking's going to be much better.
Yes, one of the things that is a really plus about our new location is it has 6,000 free parking spaces. They offer free valet parking for anybody who wants it. The event will be held June 5, 6, and 7. It's a Thursday night, Friday, Saturday event. So that's a new thing for us, too. We'll open up on Thursday with a preview of all the artwork and the art awards on Thursday night from 6 until 10. And then we'll be open all day Friday from 10 until 7, and then Saturday from 10 until 7. So it'll be a new experience for us.
You know, a lot of dances are doing, I know at Tulsa Powwow, they try to end up really early on Sunday. So I guess it's kind of a new thing that people can be able to get home.
Well, you know, we have people that travel from all over the country to Red Earth, and one of the things that we've heard was people had to take off the Monday. So many people work, you know, and they have to take off Monday. So we think by having our event end on a Saturday, it'd be more convenient for, you know, people who travel to come to Oklahoma to attend and then people who come to participate. So I think it's a good move.
Not knowing much about the facility, I guess there's a huge rumor they can have the powwow, or will you be having it outside?
Well, we're going to have our dance competition on a stage in the paddock area of the facility, and that's where the horses are before they are taken to the track, so you can view the horses there. But they have had numerous events at Remington Park where they build these stages, and they've hosted boxing matches, and they've hosted all kinds of events, concerts and things. So we're going to build a huge stage. We'll have our dancing on the stage, and then one of the things that's really interesting and fun about Remington Park is they have over 700 television monitors, and then they have that huge big screen television on the track side. And so all of the dance will be simulcast throughout the facility. So no matter where you are in the building, you'll be able to see the dance going on and the competitions going on. And then on the track side, we'll have continuous music, musical performances, we'll have bands, we'll have our own food vendors, and then we'll have children's activities. And then we will use the clubhouse level and the ground floor level, trackside north and trackside south, for our artist booths. So we'll have about the same number of booths that we've had the last several years. So we'll have all the art will be indoors, we'll have the dance, we'll have all the free parking, children's activities, food, musical performances. We're just really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great year.
That was Eric Aish, Deputy Director of Red Earth, talking about the move to Remington Park. In a press release from the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, it was revealed that on November 20th, the Congress of the United States will present congressional gold medals to 26 tribes in honor of their tribal members' service in the U.S. military as code talkers in World War I and World War II. A private awards ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. in the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center in Washington, D.C. The tribes of the Code Talkers will receive the Congressional Gold Medal, and each one will be of a unique design befitting that tribe. The Code Talkers or a surviving family member will receive duplicate solid silver medals. Bronze duplicate medals will be sold to the public from the United States Mint. During World War I and World War II, hundreds of American Indians from dozens of tribes joined the U.S. Armed Forces. Historically, Native Americans are among the first to volunteer and are recognized as having the highest record of service compared to other ethnic groups. The first recorded use of code talkers was on October 17, 1918. One small group of Choctaw men helped turn the tide during World War I, and was so successful their method of communications was repeated in World War II. They were the original code talkers, who used words from their traditional tribal language as weapons. America's enemies were never able to decipher or break the coded messages they sent. The Oklahoma tribes receiving medals are the Choctaw Nation, Cherokee Nation, Comanche Nation, Kiowa Tribe, the Muscogee Creek Nation, the Osage Nation, Pawnee Nation, Ponca Tribe, and the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.